Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
How you guys doing?
We're a little late, but the drafts are done. The drafts are in. I had a test on Friday. Couldn't get it done. Couldn't get the pod done. Saturday morning, we just figured, screw it. Let's just wait until it's all said and done with. So here we are. If you're an NBA fan,
we planned to do a pod on every single day.
Yeah.
And just kept pushing it back.
For NBA fans, MLB fans, don't worry. This is the last NFL pod for a long time. We're gonna get some NBA stuff at the end if we have time, but it's gonna focus on the draft, focus on the players that just got drafted, and then we can finally lay the NFL to rest for a good couple months as a MLB and NBA takes storm.
Oh, until rookie mini camps.
Yeah, and then OTAs,
regular training camps, OTAs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
It's paused, but not for long.
Yes. Yeah, it just paused for a little bit. Definitely not for long. But let's get right into it. We're going to take it in the first order, or the first draft order. We're going to go that way to discuss these teams. And then we'll give you, you know, what we like about their drafts, what we don't like about their drafts. All the shebang you expect from a good old Wise Guys draft recap. So, we're going to start off with the number one pick in the draft. The guy we knew that was going there for months ended up going there, Caleb Williams. No sweat. I'm sure they were told at the beginning that they had to milk the clock a little bit because they had this pick in for months now. So, I mean, it's the most surefire bet in this draft. He has all the upside you could possibly want. And I think the Bears did a pretty good job. I mean, they took who they were supposed to. They took Roma Duse, who we mocked them for twice, with their ninth pick. They got him a weapon immediately, and
him a tackle too later on day two.
Yes, yep. I was trying to get the rest of their draft class. They got a tackle and an edge and a punter. Got a punter in the fourth round.
Yeah, that was weird.
Iowa punter though.
Punter is always weird.
Lethal.
Yeah.
Did you see Caleb Williams texted him? He said, "Don't worry, pal. You're not going to be doing your job very often." Baller text. I'll give him that. Baller text right there.
That is a baller text.
But they didn't have a lot of picks. I think with what they had, they did well with. The punter, it could be a questionable pick. But, you know, if you get Iowa, literally no one punts more than Iowa.
We're nitpicking here.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to complain about something with this draft, if you're a Bears fan, I guess you complain about that. But I don't think anyone's complaining with Caleb Williams. And then, like we said in our mock drafts, if they draft Roma Duse at nine, this is like the dream draft.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get the quarterback and then you get the receiver too.
Yeah, and everything they've done over the offseason has been
multiple Super Bowls for Bears fans right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. And everything they did over the offseason kind of accumulated. Like, this has kind of been an A+ offseason for them. They've really done everything that people have wanted them to do with Justin Fields. They did everything that, and they're putting Caleb Williams in the best position to succeed his rookie year, and compete for a heavily contested division now. But first pick, it's ninth pick, A+ is right there for both of them, and you only have three other picks in the draft. Take a tackle, take an edge, grab your punter of the future, call it a day.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares who followed that first round, honestly.
Yeah, yep, I agree. All right, where it was interesting, where it was stressful, 2 and 3, Dane Daniels is a Washington Commander.
Yep. It feels good.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be too optimistic, obviously, but I have watched a lot of highlights as I think is appropriate when you draft a quarterback in the top three. But I'm shocked. Like, I feel like this is the first draft that they've actually gotten good reviews across the board, which I don't know what, if that means anything, probably not, because it's such a crapshoot. But Daniels, obviously, even with the Top Golf thing, like, we knew for a little while now that it was almost a lock that he was going to be our guy. His opening press conference, first Dan Quinn had said that he plays and he sucks the soul out of a defense. And they asked Duke Daniels what that means to him. And he said, Florida LSU 2023. And like everyone laughed. And then the reporter was like, well, can you like elaborate on it? And he's just like, put the tape on. I was like, that's my quarterback.
It's a ball.
Pumped about that. He said all the right things. The draft after that, they got our guy Johnny in the second round.
Yeah,
he had
Johnny,
going
dude.
In the first round in every single mock. Obviously, they don't need a defensive tackle, but that shows that they're of the mindset of best player available, which when you have a roster that lands you the second overall pick in the draft, I don't think there's any other valid strategy. So at first I was like, what are we doing here? Like another D tackle. And I was like, it's Johnny. And he slipped to them, fell right into their laps. Stoked about that. The guy that they got, the corner from Michigan, who's going to play, going to be their nickel corner, Nick Saban said, is the best pound for pound football player in the draft.
Oh,
so I'm all in on him.
Jesus.
Physical corner.
Headlines
he's a
like
team
that.
Captain.
God.
That, the headlines like that shouldn't be legal.
No.
And then they took Ben Sinnott, who is Ethan's wise guy of the draft, who's basically a Adam Peters said that he reminds him of Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk. I was like, man, this
dude
keeps getting better and better. And then they draft freaking Luke McCaffrey to play slot receiver. So obviously, we have no idea what any of these guys are going to look like, but I mean, every pick just felt like money. And I didn't know, like, I don't know any of these guys at first, so all I had to do is listen to Adam Peters talk about them, and then you see stuff from, like, Nick Saban. It's like, man.
So
I wish that they would have gotten a tackle earlier. That's my one qualm, but if they didn't feel like the value was right, then, you know, it's not the end of the world. And they drafted they say he's going to play tackle. Brandon Coleman from TCU. They drafted him in the third round. He played a lot of tackle early in his career and then shifted to guard at TCU. So it's odd to me that a guy would shift to guard and then back outside.
Yeah, in the NFL.
He goes up a level, but I don't know.
Versatile.
And then they got a linebacker in the fifth round. So yeah, I feel really good about this draft. This was a total win.
So
right now, it's a total win.
All right, with Johnny, you guys got this is like your fifth top 40 draft pick. That's a D tackle in the past 5 years.
Well, I mean, if you're being picky, it's a third D tackle, and then there were two edge rushers.
Okay, all right. That's fair. That's
but
fair.
Fifth, yeah, I think Allen was. I want to say 2017.
Oh, okay. Oh, 2017, yeah.
And Payne 18, Sweat 19, Chase 20, and now John. So there's been
well,
some
Peyton,
time, and there's
Peyton Mathis. What about Mathis?
He's a second round pick.
So is Johnny.
Okay, I guess Johnny wasn't the first round pick. Yeah, so what are we talking about? He's not even a first round pick.
I'm saying top 40.
Also, top 40, yes, you're right, yeah. Mathis, I think, is done. He's a nobody.
Okay. So he's out. He's out of the room. Jonathan Allen and who else is in that D tackle room right now?
Payne, Mathis. You have some other guys too. Just like no name depth guys.
Okay, so he has a spot there. He has a spot ready, even his rookie year.
But he's gonna play right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Play right
about.
Away. And yeah, Ridgeway is the other guy that whose name I know. But yeah, these guys they're scrubs.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if they'll play. They can play him on the line with Payne. I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't know about his play style, his kind of scheme they want to run, and don't have a football mind. So
yeah, I think
yes,
the one critique.
I'm excited about Johnny.
I think the one critique could have been offensive line, like you said, they could have used even if they took them later.
Only came away with one guy.
Yeah, they could have gotten a couple more in the later rounds if they didn't want to take one early. But I think they did take.
But they beefed up the interior. It's really just the left tackle spot. Signed Algretti from the Chiefs.
played in the Super Bowl. They signed the center
Tyler
from the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have,
I think it's bad.
They have Cosme at right guard. So they're set on the inside. It's just that tackle spot.
Well, I like their draft. I think pound for pound, they got good players. I think Jayden Daniels will be good. I like the Ben Sinnott. Luke McCaffrey will be fun. Just literally name value only.
Yeah.
Just to see him out there. So I think they definitely have a pound for pound pretty good draft. And when you get Nick Saban saying you got the best guy in the draft at pick 50, come on. All right, next up, my team.
Or is yours?
Yeah, the New England Patriots. It's funny. Right here, I'm looking at just because this article has all the draft picks right then and there, and it has New England ranked 8th as the draft class over Commanders 9th. So I don't know how you feel about that, but that's how The Athletic thinks. But they get Drake May.
I did see that.
No, you're looking at the same thing.
That Washington was 9 and New England was 8.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm moving locations, right?
No worries. So the Pats, they get Drake May. They fall right into his lap. I gotta ride or die.
Never mind, I'm not gonna say anything yet.
I gotta ride or die with my guy here. Like I can't be shitting on him right now. I gotta get some tape for my number 10 Mac Jones jersey. Just slap May on the back. No need to purchase a new one this time around. Let him be a starter for 4 years and then maybe I'll get a jersey. But a lot of guys had Drake May as, you know, their number 2 quarterback. Going into the year, he was number 2 pretty much the whole way. Can't say I hate going after the guy that was projected number 2 the whole time. You know, he had some trouble in college. He didn't have a good O-line. He has some happy feet to him, which will worry me and piss me off a lot if he has some happy feet in the NFL. But he doesn't have to start this year. He probably won't start. The coach said that the best player will start. So, you know, he's just saying coach things. I do think they go with Jacoby Brissett to start and have Drake May learn for at least 10 games. I would prefer 15 to 17 games. Let's just not even see him all year. So we got to come back for this draft pick in at least a year is my mindset. I think if they bring him in and they start him, they're going to get, it's going to be a little shaky. The rest of the draft though was all centered around the offense. It's all trying to get weapons, trying to get guards, trying to get protection of Drake May, trying to make sure that he doesn't fail the way Mac Jones failed. They got Jalen Pulock from Washington in the second round. They got him. He's like I've seen him, you know, he's like a route runner, Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams type, where it's like he's not that fast, but he can get separation off his route running. During the national championship game and the semifinals of the college football playoffs, he was always open. The couple passes where in the national championship where Penix had him wide open and missed him a couple times. So he's right there as a top talent, I believe, at least. You know, they get Caden Wallace out of Penn State, offensive tackle. Give me it. I know he plays majority of right tackle. We just paid Iwanu to be our right tackle. So maybe we shift him to guard. Maybe we can see if he can play left tackle. Landon Robinson, don't know anything about him, but guard, just beef up the protection. Give me Texas A&M, big boy, SEC football. And then Javon Baker is actually, even though there's 2 Gamecocks, former Gamecocks coming up in this draft class, Javon Baker is definitely my favorite pick of the draft class. He's at UCF. He was he's called to be a steal right when the Pats took him. He went on Instagram Live and started bitching that all these teams passed up on him, said that he fell way too far. And the best quote of the draft was he said that, "Bring your popcorn, people. I make people in wheelchairs stand up." So he's got that dog mentality is what I like. One of those guys that, you know, leaves the drafts all pissed, that he got drafted later than he should have, has a chip on his shoulder. Why not, right? Why not? Let's have him. Let's have him. He's a burner. His tape's great. So let's have Drake May throw some bombs to him. And then just put the cherry on top for this draft for me. Two later round former South Carolina players. Marcellus Dial, one of my players in one of my wise guys, cornerback out of USC. He should be a good corner for us. He doesn't have to start right away. He can develop. They took Joe Milton. So they went two QBs this draft. There was thoughts about him playing tight end.
No.
And there's thoughts about him playing tight end. Who knows? But then they took a tight end. Some guy I talked about, I think I talked about on the pod before the draft. But Jaheim Bell, he went to Florida State this year, but formerly a Gamecock. Can play running back, can play tight end, can play a little bit of receiver. So just literally a weapon on the offensive side of the ball. Jack of all trades, master of none. And hopefully they find a creative way to put him in the offense.
I mean, I love how you guys just went like all offense.
Yeah, one draft pick.
We're going to draft a quarterback. We're just going to line in and we're going to get him receivers. Like, this is the most important thing, obviously, right now is Drake May's development.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the best guys on that side of the ball that they can help him succeed. So I wouldn't have any complaints. The Joe Milton pick is a little weird.
I don't know. Literally, I think it's just to get Bailey Zappi off the roster. Like, see you, pal. You're out of here. That might have been a sneaky best player available too. I don't know. I don't think Joe Milton would be a good possible NFL quarterback, but they could probably see that he's versatile, has a cannon, can throw an orange 101 yards. Like, come on now. So I think it's just kind of a low risk, maybe some high reward if he ever plays
throw an
football.
Orange 100 yards.
Yeah, you didn't see that Barstool video? They had him throw an orange at one side of the end zone, and it hit the stands, hit a seat, splattered.
It's pretty awesome.
Right? Right? I would say critique would be that Joe Milton pick, but, you know, late in the rounds, why not? Get Bailey Zappi off my roster. Whatever. That's really what I saw. Just get Bailey Zappi off my roster. And I think the biggest win for the Patriots where basically every player that I hated last year doesn't have to play anymore. Bailey Zappi, I didn't hate Mac Jones, but you know, he got benched. He was a part of that. He's out of here. I ended up not liking him. I wouldn't say I hated Mac Jones. Juju Smith-Schuster doesn't have to play. Taquan Thornton never has to be a guy. He'll never develop.
Oh, you like Taquan?
I love Thornton. I do love Thornton, but he'll never play, and he'll never be anything. And like offensive tackles, I like just depth, so those bums don't have to play. But it's mainly Juju and Bailey Zappi are now off my team, which is nice.
Got it. Yeah.
Wish that Joe Milton pick. Now I'm thinking about it. Could have been a running back. That would have been nice. You know, I like Ramondre, but I've had some problems with him. He fumbles in big games too often. So.
Oh, yeah.
But they took two, I think, last year. So maybe that's what that was they were thinking. But the new regime.
These guys grow out trees, too.
Yeah. They could sign some undrafted. Yeah, they're going to sign some undrafted guy. But the new regime, I got to give them props. It might be just because they took players that literally people have heard of and that are offensive players. But that's an A-plus in my book because – Belichick hadn't done that in like 4 years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean you got guys that you could be excited about. That's worth something.
Right? Yeah, and there hasn't been a draft like there's been like even I haven't been excited about even with Javon Baker, who's you know fourth round pick. Like all these guys would be like, oh, they're a little bit projects. We might be able to make them work in the NFL. And like this guy, I'm just like, this guy's a dog. Like he's gonna be good. Like I have a feeling like this guy's gonna be good. And I just haven't had that feeling of leaving a draft in a while. And maybe, you know, if you look back at the tape on our podcast right after the drafts, like I'm sure I was excited about some of these guys, but not to the level that
Thornton, you were all in on.
I was all in on Thornton. I'll give you that. I thought that was a steal. Those 40 times I got the number one, I think the key of the draft is that like 40 times don't matter whatsoever.
Oh, they don't matter at all.
No, like
it's just something cool. You're like, what? He runs it. What's a 4.26?
Yeah, I know. And you look at all like the good wide receivers, and they're all like they ran like 4.6, 4.7. It's like, yeah. But all right, let's move on. Love the Pats draft. But let's keep going. Cardinals. Cardinals had an iffy draft for me. I like the Marvin Harrison, of course. They get their second guy in the first round. They get an edge rusher out of Mizzou, who I don't know much about, but heard is pretty good. The weird thing for me is they had pick 82, third round. They take another tight end. Don't know why they would take another tight end. I don't know why at this point you just wouldn't take another wide receiver. Like, they just got Trey McBride in the third round last year. You need more wide receiver help. They got another guy in the sixth round for wide receiver help. But I like Max. I like their cornerback that they got out of Rutgers. I like Trey Benson out of Florida State. Another offensive line would have helped. But that tight end pick is the only worrisome one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about this guy, but I'm assuming that he'll have like a different style of play than the McBride. Holy crap, he's 6'5", 270.
It's a big boy.
It's ginormous. Yeah. Rare size for position. So probably more of a blocking tight end.
He looks like a blocker. Like, just that, if you look up his name, yeah, that first picture of
production as a receiver.
That first picture of him at the combine, he looks like an offensive tackle, honestly. Like a little bit thinner one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm sold on this guy. I love Kip Breeman. This draft for me, like,
okay, but you know what's wait.
They have so many picks.
Yeah, they had so many picks.
What? Go ahead.
I just want to say, it is a little worrisome that you go to his overview on Google here, and then you go to stats, and it just gives you the combine stats, where it's height, his weight, his hands, wingspan. That doesn't give me a very big thing of confidence. But if you're drafting, I guess if you're drafting a blocking tight end, I guess
you're drafting him to just be a big dog.
Yeah, honestly, just to maul people. It's probably not the worst pick in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, just get a no tackle.
He had 19 catches for 200 yards.
Oof. But yeah, so honestly, he might even play some fullback. So, but you want that with the 82nd pick. That's true. Weird pick.
I know. I'd like a mauler. Yeah, I mean, they took like six defensive backs, which is like, we have a need in this draft. We're just going to take everyone that we can get our hands on. I love that approach. I mean, the Harrison pick alone is obviously a home run. We've talked about that a lot.
So yeah. Yeah, it's gravy.
Possibly
after
the
that.
Best overall player in this draft. It is gravy. They traded down a couple times and just like, when you have this many picks in the draft, like, some of these guys have to be good, right?
I agree. And they went heavy on the defense, as you said, which I think is smart for them. Their defense needed a lot of help. All these guys would probably be able to plug and play at some point this year, with injuries and everything. I do like the Trey Benson.
Seven picks in the top 100.
Yeah, that's a lot of picks. And then they had 104 too. So like, let's just call it eight.
Yeah, right. Let's call it eight. You say Trey Benson.
Yeah, I think he's a good pick because they have James Conner. He's on like his last leg as a starting caliber running back. So you bring in this guy who can definitely compete for the starting role by the end of the year.
He could definitely be electric.
All right, what's next? What we got? Next is the Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah, baby. All right, everyone hated this pick on draft night. I don't know why. Like, I know they need a receiver, but like, come on, baby. That's a Hall of Famer right there. And you know what you signed up for. This is Michigan football here. They should know what they signed up for.
It is funny how, like, when we did our last mock draft and I've been taking like neighbors here and I like worked through this in my head. You know, I kind of want to just have them take Alt because of Harbaugh, but they need receivers so desperately. And then, sure enough, boom, Joe Alt. I don't, like, if it were me, I would have taken receiver, but I'm also a fan. So I couldn't be displeased with Joe Alt.
No.
Like, if the Commanders took Alt at two, I would have been okay with that.
Oh, like, come on. No, you're lying.
This is
You're lying. That is a lie. If they didn't trade down and they picked him at two, you would be fuming right now.
Yes. I. Sorry. Just using hyperbole. I like Joel a lot.
Yes, yes. All right. That's a better way to put it. Yeah.
trying to make a point. If I were at five, I would love Joel. Love
yes. That. There you go. That's a great way to put it. Yes. No, you can't be there. It's. We've gotten in this mindset where fantasy football has poisoned our brains. And
oh yeah.
Like Chargers fans who were generally upset about this. It's like, all right, you could find another, like you won't, it won't be the flashy name of Malik Nabers. It won't be Roma Duse as like this flashy name, but they drafted three wide receivers. They got one in the second round.
Ended up getting another flashy name.
They ended up getting Ladd McConkley, which everyone ended up having him go in the first round. He went two picks after the first round. So I guess not a bad call there. They take two Michigan guys, one linebacker, one wide receiver at the end.
The linebacker pick is so awesome. That's Harbaugh just being like, yep, I'm bringing in my captain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see you started singing the song in the draft room afterwards? Started singing like the Go Big Blue song. Everyone was retweeting it like, this guy's actually insane. And it was a very awkward video. The whole draft room like stops and stares at him as he's singing this. He sings the whole thing. It's like, all right. I like the Ladd McConkley for him. I even like the Brendan Rice at the end. I'm you know, just to have Jerry Rice's kid in there, just get him in there.
Good blood.
Yeah, good blood right there.
It's like a male guy too, Tareeb Still.
I was gonna ask, how do we feel about Tareeb?
He's been in the program for a while. Like, he's a three-year starter, maybe even four. I always liked Tareeb Still. He's our punt returner, too.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned the punt returner.
I wasn't that hot, but I guess I didn't do enough research on it.
There's been a lot of I remember watching during, day three. I'd be, in and out listening to what the guys are saying during the analysts. And a couple teams, back-to-back, took kick returners. They specialize in kick, they have other positions, but they specialize in kick returning at their college. And I think it's because of that new rule change with the kickoffs. So it seems like teams are actually putting in an emphasis on, our kicker, the kick returner could be very important now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe we'll see some Still kick returns. That'd be cool. No, but I like the Chargers draft on and all. I don't know anything about their later round running back or Cornelius Johnson. But they got some defenders. Getting a D tackle out of Alabama is always going to be good, especially in Saban's last draft class. So I wouldn't hate this at all if I'm a Chargers fan.
No, I wouldn't either.
Giants. New York Giants. They take Malik Nabers here at six. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say when I was watching this at a club in DC because I had my
flex
girlfriend's formal
flex
and what
flex
oh no not
Soto flex flex
not a flex at all. Anyway, so I was watching on the TV there and I didn't have there was no volume there. And they kept flashing names when the pick was in, but it wasn't the actual selection.
They
flashed J.J. McCarthy's name. And I saw that the pick was in, and I was like, yes.
Let's do it.
They took him.
Yeah, let's do it.
I was so excited. And then 30 seconds later, I look up and Malik Nabers is being drafted by the Giants. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
You texted me. You were like, what just happened here? I was like,
McCarthy. He was just there. I was so sad. But then it kept happening throughout the draft, but that was the first time. So anyway, I thought for a brief second that they just said, screw it, and they took McCarthy. I was upset about the Nabers pick because I think it was the right pick. And then I saw the video of him getting off the plane. And he was so grumpy.
Yeah, I saw that he was very grumpy.
Which is really funny.
So I don't know much about the other guys that they ended up drafting, but I do think that wide receiver was the right pick here, of course. Mm-hmm. They could have used like I feel like they could always use some O-line, and not drafting an O-lineman was a little weird. I do know Adu Phillips from Kentucky. I think he's a solid corner. Round three guy that could eventually get out there and play. But other than that, I don't know much about this draft.
I generally trust a Penn State tight end, but I don't know anything about Theo Johnson.
That's true. Oh, don't tell me I can't use his website anymore. Come on, Athletic.
What?
The Athletic just told me to pay 50 cents to look at this article. No, Athletic, I will not.
What, I have an Athletic subscription.
Oh,
another flex.
Yeah, another flex. Jeez. All right.
It's my dad. It's for it.
There you go. No quarterback at all for the Giants. I was really worried Spencer Rattler was going to end up here. I really did not want to have to root for Spencer Rattler on the Giants. That would have sucked. Not have been a fan of that.
Would you have done it?
I mean, of course I would have hoped for him to succeed, but I don't think I would have actively. Like, if he started, I wouldn't have been like, go Giants. No way.
Yeah. No big play.
Yeah, no way. No way. All right. Let's keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, B pluses across the board on NFL.com.
The Giants did?
Draft grades also. We can interlude on draft grades.
Oh yeah,
they worthless. Just pull them out of their ass or like do they?
No, it's worthless. I think they gave Mahomes. They gave Mahomes like a C-, because they traded up for him and they had a quarterback. Which I guess, you know, looking at draft, like it's like it makes like, oh, you know, you already have Alex Smith. Why would you waste picks to go get this project quarterback? It's like maybe because the project quarterback turned out to be the best player in the NFL. Seven. Before we,
it was almost a perfect segue.
I know, right? Right. I was just gonna say before we get to the quarterback trade up of the draft, the Tennessee Titans they end up not getting Alt. It was like a match made in heaven. It would have been perfect.
That's a shame.
They do take the offensive tackle from J.C. Latham from Alabama, and they got one of my guys. Got Cedric Gray in the fourth round, linebacker.
Yep, out of North Carolina. That.
So love that. I don't know anything about T'Vondre Sweat out of Texas.
Got a bunch of linebackers,
like on the roster or in this draft.
In this draft,
I only see them having one.
Last two picks were also linebackers.
Oh, they have him as an edge and a safety. That's weird.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. But I mean, I do think they need linebacker
Happens.
Help. I can't really name any of their linebackers right now. I'm not gonna lie, no one that strikes fear.
Will Compton still on the Titans?
Will Compton? No, I don't think so.
No, he's not.
But they went off of the tackle and then pretty much all defense. So I like it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just trying to build around Will Levis. They signed a bunch of free agents to try to build around Will Levis as well. You just give him an opportunity to develop and try to be your starting quarterback in 3 years. And if he's not, then you go out and get another one. I don't think that everyone was talking about how the quarterback draft class next year is pretty bad. So they just want guys that are going to grow around Levis and kind of putting their stamp on that they believe in him. So I don't know.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
I don't hate it.
Like he showed signs last year at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And
you didn't get like one of the so-called elite guys at the top of the draft.
Yeah, surprising no running back here. Lost Derrick Henry. They did sign Tony Pollard, and they have a couple guys that they've drafted the past couple years behind Henry, so maybe they have some hope for them. But maybe we see you think this gives an indication, big year from Tony Pollard. Could put him up in the fantasy ranks.
Yeah, no, I don't like Tony Pollard. He stinks. Could be wrong. Maybe it's just the Cowboys stink that I don't like him, but
no, and he plays a unique where it's like he's good, but even when he was on the Cowboys and like doing what he was doing, I didn't think he could be like they needed Zeke there for a reason. And last year when
Zeke
wasn't
like the guy.
Yeah, he wasn't able to be the guy. So it'll be interesting to see.
Did you know T'Vondre Sweat is Josh Sweat's brother?
Nice. I did not know that.
Also had a DWI arrest.
Oh. That indicates sometimes good D tackles. He's not from Georgia, though, so that's a surprise.
He's 6'4". Well, Georgia players don't drink and drive. They just speed.
Oh, they do both.
Or do they also
drink and drive? Yeah, they do both. They race, drink and drive. I think they make it a competition.
He's also 6'4", 360. So, he's a hoss.
Damn. I'm reading right here that Latham is a project.
They got two big boys. That wasn't Latham. That was Mims that I knew I heard was a project.
Oh, you went to the bank.
I didn't think Latham was a top 10 pick, though.
No, I didn't think so either. And it ended up, he's like skyrocketed at the end. There was so many offensive tackles this whole draft. It seemed like he skyrocketed off the charts at the end. Maybe it's just something about, like you were talking about, just a big boy. He could play, it says he could play multiple positions on the line. Three, four. I guess if you can get him to not, blow out his confidence the first couple games, then should be a good pick. Ethan's asking if we're going over every team or just certain ones. We're talking about everyone's team. You have to wait for the Ravens, just like you had to wait for the draft. It's every team. All right. Speaking of which, let's move on. Falcons. Ooh, the Falcons. The most baffling draft of the year. The most baffling trade of the year. I was begging them to just take a defender with the eighth pick, taking an offensive player every year with the eighth pick past 3 years. And instead of doing that, they took a defensive player pretty much every other draft position. But they made the pick. It was surprising as it was happening. J.J. McCarthy was still on the board, and they go with the 24-year-old Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. They just signed Kirk Cousins to a $180 million deal. They could get out of it in 2 years, but still 2 years they got to wait. If they get out of it in 2 years and they like Michael Penix will be 26 years old. And on the flip side, if they took J.J. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy would have been 20. And he plays the style that Kirk Cousins plays. And he's not a lefty.
I don't know what to think about this. They're following the Green Bay model.
Yep.
With Rodgers.
That's what they said.
Right?
Yeah. Jordan Love was 20 when he was drafted.
At the end of the first round. Jordan Love was picked at the end of the first round.
Yep.
So their whole argument of we're not going to be this high in the draft again, you can't say that you're following the Green Bay model and then be we have to pick one of the top 10 then. You're basically admitting that you don't think Kirk Cousins is good enough to get you to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because if you did, then you'd take somebody who can help the team now. You'd go all in, right?
Yep.
So the Green Bay model works and it makes sense. I just don't think this is it. It's also, it's too soon. It's a four-year deal. You're not going to have him sit there for 4 years. He's going to be almost 30.
And so,
the injury stuff with Penix, I just don't, he wasn't the fourth quarterback on the board either.
And let's talk about the Green Bay model for a second. Brett Favre was on the team for 20 years, and then they did this. Aaron Rodgers was on the team for 20 years, and then they did this. And they got him, as you said, in the late of the first round, both of them, top 20-plus. You have a team that you know wants to go up in the draft. You have the Minnesota Vikings, who everyone in the world knows they want J.J. McCarthy. You could get pick 11 and take Michael Penix at pick 11. You could get other draft picks to help you out. You could get pick 23 as well if you really wanted to milk the Vikings. There were opportunities to trade down and get other teams that to bite on the quarterback because J.J. McCarthy was still there. And I just don't understand it. I know the GM has been. Did you see him talking to the owner right after the draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying, like, trying to save his job, like right then and there. And just to go defense, the next four picks and your last pick, when you could have gotten the best defensive player on the board, could have traded down and then gotten the best defensive player on the board. And it's just a waste of the eighth pick. I don't. No one can argue otherwise. There's no. He wasn't projected to go that high. He wasn't even the fourth quarterback on the board. You could say after J.J. McCarthy got injured or got taken that, oh, you're nervous that the Raiders are going to trade up for Michael Penix. You're nervous that the Broncos might want him. But he was still there. Nobody, and he could have gotten 11 and still been ahead of both of those teams.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's the bigger, well, not the bigger issue, but that's another issue is like just the value of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't like, who knows, Michael Penix is going to be better or worse than J.J. McCarthy. I kind of like Penix more.
Oh, yeah. So this is no hate on Michael Penix.
All in on McCarthy. But yeah, that's the thing that sucks for Penix.
Yeah.
It's the worst pick of the draft. It doesn't make any sense. And he's just thrown in this situation. But yeah, like the fact that we were pretty certain that McCarthy was going to go before him.
We knew the team that wanted him.
Teams there.
Yeah, you knew the team that wanted him.
I don't know. I mean, I'm fascinated to see how this went down. Like, I would have loved to have been on a fly on the wall in the
war room.
Yeah.
I want to see, because he was clearly explaining him after the pick was taken. So, like, what did he say to him beforehand? Is he like, just let me do my thing. Let me just give me some trust here. Or was it like, I think we're going to go here with Penix and I'll explain after. The issue with me is that I don't think he's a bad player, but it's just a big waste of resources. And funny enough, the Falcons, well, we'll get to the Broncos later, but covered up the worst QB pick of the first round by trading up. Or not trading up, by talking about Penix.
It's true. That is very true.
They don't want our time, Chris. This is what they don't want our time. We refuse. We blacklisted them on the pod. What, 2 years ago? Just refused to talk about them.
Yeah.
And now the Ritter era was over. Kirk Cousins was coming in. Could have had a great defender. They could have had Roma Duse here. And they want us to blacklist them again.
I almost hope it works out.
I hope so too.
I like Penix.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's a little ridiculous.
But like at this point, are you betting that he's Geno Smith? Is that what you're betting here? That he can come in at age 28 and be a reliable starter for you?
I guess.
Like in bare minimum, unless Kirk gets injured, he's going to be 26 years old by the time he starts. And another thing that is baffling is like, you didn't pick the healthiest guy. You might be insurance. You didn't pick the healthiest guy.
You picked the least healthy.
Yeah. You picked the guy with the ACL on his one leg twice, both his shoulders torn out, ribs. This guy's been through wars. And I'm sure he's a great leader. I'm sure he's a great guy. And maybe it does light a fire under Kirk Cousins. But what is lighting a fire under Kirk Cousins even going to get you? Going to get you a above okay. mediocre season for Kirk Cousins. Like, all right.
Yeah. I do feel bad for Kirk.
That's, yeah, huge loser in the draft, Kirk Cousins. This guy just finally, he said after he signed there, I want to retire a Falcon. Good chance, buddy. You're going to be playing for the Steelers in 2 years. Like, you're out of here in 2 years, bud. So don't expect to be retiring with the Falcons anytime soon.
He'll be a Steeler.
He'd be a great Steeler, wouldn't he? Like age 41, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He'd be a perfect Steeler. All right. Next up, Chicago Bears. We already talked about Roma Duse. Bada boom. I guess, I'll get to, when you get to 32, I guess I'll talk about the Panthers because they did end up having a first round pick. Vikings. Talked about it a little bit. They ended up trading up one spot with the Jets. I don't even remember what they gave up. I think it was only like a third and a sixth rounder. So easily move up just to make sure that nobody takes their guy. They get their guy that they wanted, JJ McCarthy. And all of a sudden, Chris, it's day one of the draft, and we have five quarterbacks in the top 10.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Has that ever happened?
I know 6 and 12 hasn't happened, but I don't believe 5 has happened either.
Yeah, I mean, this one wasn't shocking, obviously. Mm-hmm. We expected this to happen. I think at the end, at least my last mock draft, I didn't have him trading up for him. He traded up one spot, I guess, so it technically did. But we've already talked a lot about this one, too. It's a good fit. They have the guys around him. He's going to have to come in and start right away, though. Unless
they want to ride it with Sam.
Well, the guys with Darnold. Yeah, which they can ride it with they Sam. They might, I guess. Is that a red flag if they start the season with Sam? Because JJ is only 20. But he has 2 years of starting experience now.
It would definitely be 10. I think it would be a little worrisome if I'm a
yellow flag.
Yeah, it would be a yellow flag. It'd be like let's keep an eye on this. Why is JJ not starting yet?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's in my mind. I feel like I would just kind of like start Darnold though, just to be like, let's not screw him up at 20. We might have we might have the perfect system around him. We might have all the weapons, but let's get Sam in there for 8 games. Anywhere. Yeah, let's get Sam in for 6 games, 8 games.
Like Addison, they just drafted Jefferson. They're definitely not letting him go anywhere.
Oh yeah, no. And Hockenson, they just re-signed to a contract. So, and then they used pretty much a lot of their mid-round picks to trade up from 23, which they still had because they didn't have to trade it up, to get Dallas Turner at pick 17. They're doubling down on the
possibly
edge rushers.
Possibly the best defense player in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly the best defense player in the draft. A guy that during the draft and everything, people were saying that he needs to develop a little bit more. Well, he's behind. They just signed the guy from the Texans, Greenyard. Is that his name, Greenyard?
Grenard.
Yeah. And so he could sit behind him for a little bit, or he could start on the other side. Got Van Ginkle too, right? So he could sit for a year or two, and could be a cornerstone of this defense for a while. The rest of their picks, I'm gonna like, they got a good kick. They got a kicker that I know.
Oh wait. Ooh. I never trust kickers.
Draft. Just at all. Just don't trust any kickers.
Oh, no.
The best kicker is the guy on YouTube right now banging out 70 yarders that nobody wants to sign. That's the best kicker right now. But I like this draft for the Vikings. I can't complain about it. I even Kyrie Jackson out of Oregon is a guy I've seen his name a lot in the pre-draft highlights. 6'4", 194. Big corner right there. So has the tools that can turn out to be something good.
Right. He's from Wise High School.
He's from where?
In PG County. Wise.
Yeah. Wise High School. Nice. What a guy. the Jets. They trade one pick down. They end up getting the tackle that a lot of people mocked them to anyways. Olu Fushanu. And then they got another Ethan's guy, the Western Kentucky wide receiver, Malachi Corey. Yeah. That mixed with Jordan Travis. They had Mr. Irrelevant too, Jalen Key.
I love the Jordan Travis pick.
Yeah, I like the Jordan Travis pick too. He's going to be injured all year anyways. Have him sit behind Rodgers. They need a young quarterback. We were talking about in our last mock that they could sneakily, you know, mix up the draft and try to take a guy at 10. But they tried to help out Rodgers, try to get some win now players, which I think is a job saving move. But
yeah. Well, Pashanu wasn't going to start this year.
Yeah, that's true. He'll start if one of those two guys.
Right? I mean, one guy bound to go down at some point.
Yeah, that's my mindset.
Necessarily for the year, he will start games this year. But it makes sense because he was one of the tackles that was like, this guy's a little. Still a little raw. Mm-hmm. He's got the physical attributes.
But he's big, too.
Some work, though.
He's freaking tank.
Huge. Now he can play behind Tyron Smith.
The only thing that I was weird about with this is two running backs in the fourth and fifth. You already got Bryce Hall.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a strange pick right there. But other than that, I thought they got some. They got some. You didn't think they should have taken
Bowers?
No, I mean it would have been a fun debate. It would have been a fun like what if. But I think when you're looking at just keep Rodgers on the field, and you need as many guys as you possibly can. You had 4 seconds of Rodgers, 4 plays, so you need to protect him as much as possible.
That never gets old. Just
the what never gets old is him running out with the American flag. Yeah, that never gets old. Oh boy. Denver Broncos. All right,
where are we?
Oh gosh.
Another team that desperately reached for their quarterback of the future. Could have traded down this pick. Had no second round picks to give to Sean Payton. This is now 2 firsts for Russ, another one for Sean Payton to try to fix him, and then a second round pick for Sean Payton to try to fix him, and then the 12th overall pick for Sean Payton's new project quarterback. They've Stidham, Zach Wilson, Bo Pix. The whitest QB room of all time. And
oh yeah, it's gotta be.
Definitely. And I will say they got a dub later in the 4th round. They took Troy Franklin, who is wide receiver out of Oregon, played with Bo Nix, fell really far. Everyone thought he was gonna go late 1st or early 2nd.
I remember talking about him.
Yeah, this is the guy that Ethan didn't want. Yeah, this is the guy who Ethan desperately didn't want. I mean, I'm not a Bo Nix fan. I'm not going to spin cycle and for the Broncos fans out there and say this is a good pick. Don't see any value in it. Sean Payton came out afterwards and said, like, in the 2021 draft or whatever the hell Mahomes – no, we would have been in 2018 draft when Mahomes was getting drafted, that he wanted Mahomes and he wanted the Broncos to trade up – or the Saints to trade up, but then the Chiefs, traded up and took him. So, like, I don't know if he's trying to compare the play style of Bo Nix and – Patrick Mahomes, but they can't be any more different. And I guess it might be just like, oh, this is like my guy. So like, let me just trust in my guy, basically. But
yeah.
Woof. I just don't like it. They got South Carolina center though.
Surprising. He's going to start.
Yes. Yeah. He'll start.
Denham or Zach Wilson.
No. And you don't take him at 12 if he's not starting over Zach Wilson.
No, right away.
Yeah. We'll know right away. And he sneakily, winner of the draft is Bo Pix because the Falcons took their guy instead, Michael Penix. Because no one's going to care about Bo Nix. Literally no one. It's going to be like week 12. He's going to have like 8 interceptions. And they're going to be like, well, at least they didn't take Michael Penix and they had Kirk Cousins.
I was shocked when I saw him up there. And I guess I shouldn't have been shocked, but I think I just convinced myself that, like, they're not actually going to take the Knicks in the 1st round.
I was like, there's no way. I was told, I would have told anyone. Like, if people were like, bet him in the 1st round, I would have told anyone. Just be like, no chance. He's not going top 32 to save my life. And I would have gotten shot in the head. Yeah. I would have gotten shot right in the head.
Because we always, like, this might change the way that we view the draft, because this whole, I feel like the last 2 years we've been like, always talk about all these quarterbacks who are going to go early, and then there's like a run in the top 3, and then none. And then teams are just like, no.
This was the year.
This was the year.
This is an NFL coup against us. They completely did a 180 because they heard us say, like, there's no way 5 quarterbacks are going to go. I didn't even think 4, I thought 4 was going to be the max in the 1st round.
I did too.
In the whole 1st round. Yeah. And ended up being 6 in 12 picks. Man, it pays to be a quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Like, you could be a freaking average quarterback that plays 5 years of college and get 1st round pick.
Wait, Bo Nix is married?
He probably has like a grandkid, dude. Kai's been playing college football since Trevor Lawrence. Like, God damn, dude. I don't, like...
Yeah, for a while.
And like, great, he had it. He was in top three for Heisman contention. Like, I guess. Sure.
One reason Caleb Williams is a better NFL draft prospect than
Yeah, how many years ago was that? Four? When Caleb Williams was in high school and Bo Nix was in his second year at Auburn.
Junior year.
Yeah, yes. God, oh, man. Damn. I guess, you know, I will say, we talked about it when we were doing some mock drafts a couple years ago. If you could get the guy that worked well in college with him, maybe you could build a relationship in the NFL. At least they don't have to work on the chemistry between them, right? So I guess that's a plus.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, with one receiver they took in the fourth round.
All right. We gotta keep this moving. But
yeah, we can't spend this much time on all the teams.
No, we can't. Raiders will be a quick one. I like the Raiders draft. They got Brock Bowers in the first round, Jackson Powers Johnson in the second round. That.
One of them.
I did or you did?
Remember? Oh, I did.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, and remember, I was like, yeah, they just got Michael Meyer, and you were like, oh. Available. But best player available. Rip Michael Meyer's fantasy dynasty stock, everyone holding that. Yes. I feel bad.
Make it work, two tight ends.
Yeah, that's true. And Brock Bowers, like, he could play wide receiver.
Yeah,
right. Sneaky wide receiver. Tell me about DeMar Glaze. Anything?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that we had a tackle that was supposed to go in the draft at all.
Well, that's not a good sign for him.
That was very surprising.
Yeah, that's not a good sign for him.
I mean, like, in all fairness, like, I don't follow Maryland football that close. I don't know much about our offensive line other than it's not good, generally.
Raiders took the opposite approach of the Broncos and the Falcons, and they really utilized positional value. They had two vets, or they had AOC, who was like a second-year player. They got a vet that they just signed. There was no reason for them to reach for a quarterback. They ended up, all the quarterbacks that they wanted were taken before they even could, so I guess maybe that luck for them. But they took the best player, it seems like, available in all these spots. And I like it a lot. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, no, I have no issue with them.
The biggest riser, the biggest winner of this draft, the New Orleans Saints. They have not only rose, just like their whole organization is now going to become one of my favorites. And if you listened to literally two episodes ago, I talked about how much I hated the Saints, how boring of a team they are. They took the boring pick in round one, but I didn't know that he was going to be guarding for my guy, Spencer Rattler. So, love the pick. They ended up with Kool-Aid McKinstry, too, in the second round, which I thought is a good pick. They got one of my guys in Jalen Ford.
Yeah, he slipped a little bit.
They got one of my guys in Jalen Ford out of Texas. And they got a guy named Bub Means. So, Bub means business. Like, this is the team. This is the draft class that just saved the Saints organization. Fire coach halfway through the season. Tank. So, start Derek Carr.
Start Rattler.
No. Don't start Rattler yet. Don't ruin him. Don't ruin him. Let him sit behind the limelight. He's been in the limelight since he was in high school. He's had to be the starter, had to be the guy since high school. So let's have him sit for a little bit. Everyone forgets about him. And then we do a Sam Howell next year. We let him start. He was the guy last year.
That worked really well.
Well, I was just gonna say, let it be a make or break year for the guy. Let it be on his terms. But Rattler's gonna start by the end of the season. This is like Derek Carr's funeral. Like I'm dancing for joy. I'll never have to late in the season when they're in the wild card round or in the wild card hunt because the NFC South. Yeah, because their NFC South is terrible. I won't have to watch Derek Carr in prime time against the Falcons or something to watch my guy Spencer Rattler. Yep.
All right, they would not play the Falcons in prime time.
That's true. I mean, God. But either way, went from boring to you got Brady's interest, baby. You got my interest. And for whatever that's worth to NFL teams, the Saints did it. Never have to see Derek Carr. In 1 year, I'll never have to see him suit up ever again.
What's going to happen is they're never going to start Rattler, and it's going to make you hit the Saints way more.
Oh, there's two options then.
Derek Carr just never leaves.
Oh, man, that's my nightmare. They, if they don't give Rattler, like, at least a chance at some point, whether it's by the end of his rookie contract, then they've made a mistake. They extend Derek Carr for another 4 years, $100 million. Just piss that money away and give Rattler to some team that actually wants him. But funny enough, with the Saints coming here, that was the biggest gap in NFL draft history from two quarterbacks getting taken. Bo Pix. Freaking Bo Pix went 12, yep. And he went 150. It's ridiculous. Look at the tape. He had no offensive line. It's got to be better than Bo Pix. He has to. He has to.
Has to, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm just excited. I got to see a quarterback get drafted in the NFL. So that's cool for me.
It's cool. Yeah. Not get drafted.
Yeah, yours did not. He signed with the Seahawks though, right? Training camp. Tua? Yeah, yeah, nice. Oh, or Tua, Talia.
Trying out with them.
Yeah, the trial.
Talia.
Oh, speaking of the Giants. Speaking of training camps and trying out, the Giants, forgot to shout this out when it was their pick. They got our guy Cam Stewart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's invited to their workout. I know we don't like the Giants, but I'll root for him to make it to the Giants. Let's get him on a team. Get him on the NFL. Oh, yeah.
I'll be in on the Giants.
Yeah, I'll root for him if he's on the Giants. If you don't remember, interviewed him on the pod. We're trying to get him again. I don't know if he's going to be busy going to New York and starting their training camp and stuff. So hopefully we can try to get him on one more time. But love that he's getting a shot. All right, Colts. First defensive player off the board. Latu. I wasn't the biggest fan, and every time someone mentioned his name, like they were like loved him. They were like, "Oh, this is the best guy in the draft. Like, you're getting the best defensive player in the draft." And I was like, "Am I just thinking? I don't know." Like,
he's got medical stuff too, right?
I think so.
Neck injury.
Yeah, he's had some injuries. But everyone was saying he was a complete player, and the Colts GM, great quote from him. He was like, "We just got the best fucking defensive player in the draft." It's like, all right, yeah. All right, Chris Ballard, like, let's go. And they said they never even did a...
Chris still there.
Yeah. They said they never did a interview with him. So they probably thought there was no chance that he was going to skid to 15.
They had no chance.
Yeah, I guess so.
We had him going at, like, 20.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, we did. But ends up being the first defender off the board. They also got a Donny Mitchell in the second round. He fell. Everyone thought he was going to be late first.
Yeah, what's the deal with him? Because I heard there were like character issues, and then he has diabetes.
What I heard is that he had diabetes that he like doesn't treat though. Like Mark Andrews has diabetes and like treats it. Like he like refuses to treat it. So like I think that's why he fell, and apparently then he was mad that he fell.
When his blood sugar's off, Adonai Mitchell's rude.
I'm sure he is rude. His blood sugar's through the roof.
It seems the diabetes itself isn't a concern. It's more that he lacks maturity to manage it well. His attitude gets really poor.
That's not what you want. No wonder he fell.
Like one of my roommates told me this, and I was like, wait, what? Like, what's the deal with this guy? And yeah, it's that he has diabetes and doesn't manage it well. And then he's like a dick. His blood sugar gets too low.
I wouldn't want to draft him either.
Just such a wild storyline. I remember the guy with sickle cell, John Brown.
Yeah, John Brown.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, because we only know that because we were learning sickle cell in class.
Yes, we were learning about sickle cell. But he like was missing games in fantasy because of his...
Yeah.
I shouldn't be laughing about this, but he missed. He would be like ruled out for sickle cell.
I know. Do you think he's going to be like ruled out? He's pissed that his blood sugar's high. I don't know why you... How do you live this long with diabetes and not treat it well? Don't you like die? Like, call me stupid. I'm not a medical professional. But I'm dangerous. Pretty sure, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you like die.
Unless you're playing in a football game.
Exactly. Your blood sugar's got to be through the roof. Weird, weird guy. But they went offensive tackle, center, another wide receiver, and then all defense. So I like him. Beefed up the secondary. They needed some cornerbacks. Got some defensive edge. Got a guy with diabetes who gets angry. So solid draft, I'd say.
Uncoachable was the other word that was
thrown. Oh my God. These are terrible. Dude, all right. No wonder he fell out of the first round. How are these before the draft and people were like, yeah, he's going to be like, come on, uncoachable. That's not what you want to hear. You want to hear uncoachable.
Only when his blood sugar is low is he uncoachable.
Jesus.
From what I've read, it doesn't really have much of an effect on his play on the field. It's just when his blood sugar gets too low, he becomes very erratic, and some scouts have called him uncoachable because of it.
It's not what you'd want to hear if I'm a Colts fan. It's not what
this was my favorite. When it, like learning about this was my favorite part of the draft. It's so funny.
Well, it was funny because it came out after round one. It seemed like. Mm-hmm. Like, after he wasn't in the first round pick, after everyone thought he was going to be, it was like, why isn't he first round pick? And it's like, oh, he's pissed all the time.
It's not because he has diabetes.
No, it's because he's pissed.
He has diabetes and doesn't manage him.
All right.
Anyway.
Seahawks. God, we're only at pick 16. We're halfway through. It's been an hour.
Right. Yeah, this is sad.
We got to keep going. All right. Brian Murphy, Seahawks. Love the pick. They got Christian Hayes out of UConn. Guard. Love that too. But first two picks, beef up the trenches. They got a more offensive line help later in the draft. Some secondary help, linebacker, a tight end. So I think first two picks at least that I really know about, solid draft from them.
Yep. I like that Michigan tight end too, AJ Barner.
Don't know anything about him, but
I just love mid-round tight ends.
Oh yeah. Yeah, mid-round tight ends. One of my favorite picks. They could be anything.
Coming up.
They could literally be anything.
Actually, wait, the Texans didn't have a first round pick.
Yeah. So,
they took Ohio State, the tight end. Cade Stover.
Yeah, Stover's ball. Yeah, he's
like, hell yeah, let's go.
Vikings. This is actually now Jackson. This was originally Jacksonville's pick. We'll just go with Jacksonville at this point. We got to keep going. Jacksonville. What the hell? Sorry. Trying to find their draft. They take Brian Thomas Jr. at pick 23. Mozzie Smith, two back-to-back LSU players. They actually got two LSU D tackles. Yeah, two LSU D tackles. They got some offensive line help. Cornerback, running back. Kicker. I think a solid draft. I think Brian Thomas Jr. is pretty good. It hurts your draft stock a little bit when you're playing with a guy like Neighbors, and you have to be the number two.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be successful there in Jacksonville. They need that wide receiver one because they just lost Calvin Ridley. And I love beefing up the defense. They brought in Eric Armstead in the offseason. So one of these two LSU D tackles won't be playing, but one of them sure to be all right, right? So maybe some Saxonville is back, which would be fun.
Oh yeah, love it. I mean, you can't get wrong with SEC guys in the trenches, right?
No.
Like the Brian Thomas pick was that fell in their lap. I was like, why are they not? Like, why are they trading back? Both corners are still on the board, and then they get him. And I was like, all right, that's almost a bigger need. So. And they still got a dress corner in the third round. So,
yeah. And they got a guy to Ole Miss in the fourth. All right. Let's keep breezing. Bengals. Mims. You don't like it?
I don't hate it. Well, it got a C on NFL and that, like, I tweak my perception of it. But they have starting tackles, right?
Yes.
If this guy's a project, then it's not the end of the world.
Then it doesn't matter.
So I don't hate it. He's a boomer bust pick. That's fine.
Taking an Alabama wide receiver too, I think it's a solid. Like that's always a solid pick. Like if I'm getting a
and they beefed up D tackle too.
Yeah, Chris Jenkins out of Michigan.
Iowa tight end.
Yeah, they hit
that's
like
money.
Mm-hmm. Josh Newton's a name I've heard before. Cornerback at a TCU. I don't know why. Maybe he played 2 years ago in the national championship. But
yeah, I'm not sure.
I like their draft. I think it was a safe draft. I don't think it was anything out of the extraordinary. They didn't trade Hendricks or T. Higgins. So those dominoes might still fall for this team. I think they're just going to be like, suck it up, guys. We want to win a Super Bowl with Joe Burrow. Don't you want to do that too? But they got an edge. They got an edge later round. Maybe they can develop him if they ever get rid of Hendricks. Day 3 pick that could surprise Chris in the Bengals is their tight end in the later rounds that they drafted out of Arizona.
Oh, Tanner McLaughlin.
Yeah, baby. Tight ends all around. Oh, he's 5. He's 6'5".
Tight ends. Interesting. That's definitely beefy. Interesting.
That's beefy.
You guys all look the same. It's hilarious.
Oh, mid-round tight ends. They're
this guy looks exactly like the Illinois guy, whose name I already forgot.
Does look like the Illinois. Well, he's also 244, so he's going to be a block or two. All right. Let's keep it running. Rams had a super wholesome draft.
Finally. Yeah.
They got Jared Verse in their first round, and then they picked up his counterpart on the D-tackle side, Braden Fisk out of Florida State. So they had a nice little reunion. Did you see the draft video where they're talking to Sean McVay, they talk to the GM, and then they hand the phone off to Jared Verse talking to Braden. They started crying. Got me a little teary-eyed, a little emotional. But it was cool to see teammates come back again. I two positions of need. We talked about it, just trying to replace any sort of Aaron Donald production that you're going to lose. If you can get a tenth of it, then you win.
Like the money ball. We can't replace him, can't replace him, but we can replace him in the aggregate.
Yeah. Yes.
Two guys. Yep. Production maybe equals his, which they definitely won't. But getting there.
But maybe. And then they take Blake Corum in the third round. I saw people shitting on this. I mean, they made it work with Kyren Williams last year, and I know Kyren Williams was an undrafted free agent, so like you could say, why'd you waste a third round pick on another one? But he got injured at the end of the year. Blake Corum is a guy that plays this literally like almost the same type that Kyren Williams plays, short, built like a bowling ball, run straight down your mouth. And you know what? He got fucking 28 touchdowns, didn't he? Like, come on now. So that's all you need to see if you're a Rams fan. Oh, this guy's got 28 touchdowns.
Of course, all he does is score touchdowns.
It's true. Huge loss for the Kyren Williams fantasy department, though, because you know on first and goal they're giving it to Blake.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. You never know.
They get another D tackle, a couple of more edge rushers, round out the offensive line.
They went
at the end.
Huge on D line.
Yeah.
More guys up front.
Yep. Which, when you lose Aaron Donald, man, you just try to get shots in the dark. Yeah.
And the next one.
Yeah, just try to get the next one. They also took a kicker. Just funny to note. All right, Steelers. Everyone was saying the Steelers like they love the Steelers draft, and they got
because they need an offensive lineman, and they took
two good ones. Linemen. Yes, and they got already Hall of Famer.
And they got late.
Roman Wilson. Yeah, he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's on the Steelers. He landed on the Steelers. Like, this is, come on now. We've seen this song and dance before.
Yeah, they do just get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
when they're drafted. Like a second round receiver. People just forget about them. Like they don't hit all of them.
No, that's true. But they do have quite the track record.
They do.
They also got Peyton Wilson as a linebacker who was. Did you have him mocked in a first round and for one of our early drafts?
I didn't, but I think we talked about him as like next player off the board.
Yeah, he was one of the, as for what I was seeing when I was looking at scouting reports beforehand, he was one of the best linebackers in this draft because it wasn't a big linebacker draft.
Yep.
So got him at pick 89, so that's pretty great.
Yeah. Also, this dude, I was watching when they took Mason McCormick, the guard from South Dakota State. That dude is a freaking unit. He plays with like the big shoulder pads. He's awesome.
I love those Jackrabbit uniforms. Blue and yellow.
I know, yeah.
Oh, he has the neck roll.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer right there. Neck roll in the draft in 2024. That's just a Hall of Famer.
I started showing his highlights and I'm like, hell yes.
Dolphins. You get Chop Robinson in the first round. I'm sure you're a little iffy on this pick.
There's a reach.
They get some O-line help in the second round.
I think it honestly was.
Yeah, I think it was too. I think he has some work to do. He's a developmental guy. They did lose a lot of pass rush this offseason. And, well, listen to this one, Chris. Hot take of the draft. My guy, Mohamed Kamara, is going to start over Chop Robinson and have a better career.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. Love it. Let's run it. So they got my guy, and then they got two more track stars in this freaking offense. They got Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, running back, and they got Malik Washington out of Virginia. Both those guys, the first thing everyone said about them the second they were drafted was, holy shit, they're fast. And they're joined by, like, the main comp for Jalen Wright.
Toys for McDaniel.
Oh, yeah. The main comp for Wright was Raheem Mostert. That just tells you what you need. They got a bunch of barn burners here. They have the stuff in front of Tua. This is Tua's team to lose here. And I think if they don't see some success in the next couple of years, one of these drafts is going to be a quarterback. All right, let's keep it going. Freaking Eagles, man. Can't keep getting away with this. Can't keep getting away with it. I will say I like their first two picks way more than I like the rest of their draft. But the fact that they got Quentin Mitchell at 22 and they got Cooper DeJean at freaking 40, it's just like, come on, man. How are we letting Howie Roseman get away with this?
Maybe they're not as good as we thought they were.
Didn't we say that about like Nolan Smith? And actually, I guess Nolan Smith didn't really do much his rookie year. But with Jalen Carter and that. Oh, you know, maybe there's. Oh, maybe they fell for a reason. It's like, or maybe the Eagles just kind of know what they're doing here.
I just hate that the Commanders traded out of 40.
Would you have wanted Cooper there?
I would have taken him.
Yeah, I would have taken Cooper too.
But I also, like, I'm not upset about it now.
Yeah, when you got Sinnott out of it, and you got Johnny, so I think those are two pretty solid
picks. No, they got the corner from Michigan.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Johnny was 36. So, yeah,
they got Nick Saban's pound-for-pound player out of that. Come on.
Who fits their system better? Or not their system, but their roster better, because they already have a bunch of safeties. If Cooper DeJean is going to end up moving to safety, then like, they don't need that. They needed a nickel guy. So, okay.
I know everyone was excited that Jermaine Trotter's kid got signed by or got drafted by the Eagles. He's slow and small. He's not good. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Will Shipley can, I think he can surprise if he ever gets some running back snaps. But with the crowded running back room, like they have Saquon, they always have like five other guys that they like to throw in instead of the rookie that they drafted. So I don't know if he'll see much playing time, but could be a sneaky weapon if they ever decide to use him.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. God, but I can't. They got Quentin Mitchell too. We didn't even mention it. It's just.
I know. Yeah, you thought he was going in the top 10.
Yeah, I know. I bet on it. Bet money. The freaking Falcons. Bet eighth overall. I have money. U.S. dollars on them taking him. The Lions. Lions trade with Dallas. They get up and they get Tron Arnold.
Yeah, I was pumped about that.
Yeah, the Lions.
I looked about the corners.
The Lions. Their GM Brad Holmes is just on. They're just taking heaters. Like, we're going to take Teron Arnold. We're going to take the guy out of Mizzou that was everyone projecting in the first round. We're going to take a freaking Canadian offensive tackle. And then we're going to take a running back out of Utah that can also play safety. So, boom.
They couldn't use an edge rusher. At some point, maybe.
Yes. They did get, they got a.
That's, that would be my one qualm.
They got a big boy.
Arnold at 24, I thought, tackle. Was a funny pick, though.
Yeah, I thought Arnold at 24 was great. I even liked Ennis Rakeshaw at 61.
Yeah.
So they did get Mekhi Wingo out of LSU to help their front, but they definitely could have used an edge rusher here. Man, they're ranked third in this rankings that I have for the draft class. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's pretty good draft class. All right, Packers here. Packers at 25. They have a very Packers draft. Not gonna lie.
I was gonna say it's classic Packers.
Yeah, they take an offensive tackle.
An edge. Is there anyone you're excited about? Nope.
Nope. But will half of these guys be probably pretty decent? Yeah, I bet so. I bet the center, Jacob Monk, out of Duke. Don't know anything. I'm just learning his name now. I didn't even know he got drafted there. But he seems like he'll be a Packer Ring of Honor participant.
Evan Williams, Morgan.
Yeah, well, I like Javon Bullard out of Georgia. I think any safety in Georgia is a good player because all of their other defensive players tackles the guy before the safety gets there because it's Georgia. So I think he's going to be a pretty solid pick. I like Marshawn Lloyd. I mean, he went to USC at some point. They just got the guy from the Raiders. So I don't know why they did that. Josh Jacobs. I knew it was Jay.
I don't know. That was weird.
They lost safety. They lost who was his safety? They had him for a while. They got who's out of Maryland?
Savage.
Yeah. So they got three safeties to replace him. They're just hoping one of them hits. They took a corner late. Maybe one of these safeties can go to corner teams too. That oh, yeah, I love that too. It's like, oh, we lost this guy in free agency. Let's get three replacements for him.
It's literally Moneyball.
Yep. Yep. And all I know, Edgeron Cooper. Sneaky
quarterback there at the end too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Michael Pratt. Edgeron Cooper out of Texas A&M. I don't know why I was speaking over that so much. But I think he was a top recruit type of guy. I don't really know what his stack. He had 17 tackles for loss, eight sacks. One of those guys I think has high upside just because he was a high recruit out of Texas A&M. I'm pretty sure he's a five-star. Mm-hmm. Gotta love one of those guys, right? All right, now we're running. Tampa Bay. Another boring draft, but address the things that they needed to.
Yep, Graham Barton, love it.
Yeah, out of Duke. They have him listed at center now, which is, I think, is hilarious. He's gone from offensive guard to offensive tackle to now center. They got another edge. They got another safety out of Georgia.
Bucky Irving is great, too.
Yeah, I like Bucky Irving. Don't know anything about Jalen McClellan, but getting a wide receiver to help out Baker, a younger guy. An edge out of Alabama, just like I said with the defensive tackles. Gotta love an edge out of Alabama. I'll just take it and ride with it. But I do like Bucky Irving a lot.
Anyone all Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, you see an Alabama there, and you think it's at least it, for now. This was the last draft class, you can say that, at least for me. I'm going to be big eyes on the Alabama guys from now on, without saving there. But Bucky Irving I like a lot. They have, Rashad White, who's decent. He's all right. But I think eventually Bucky Irving might be able to take that starting role from him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cardinals from Houston. We went over one Houston pick. They didn't have very many draft picks. So I don't like they got a corner out of any defensive player out of Georgia. I'm going to feel the same way. Caden Stover. Love that pick. We already talked about that. Offensive line help. Notre Dame offensive line.
Fisher.
Like I'm just saying.
Notre Dame offensive line.
Yeah. Like this is just, they went by the book here. guard from Michigan in the seventh round. Like this is just, there you go.
Yep, that's right. It's the best running team in football, in college football.
Let's take the guard from it.
Pluck from their line. Gotta be good.
All right, let's keep going. I like this now. We're blazing.
Almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're firing through these.
The Cowboys are up.
Yikes.
Yeah, they had quite the offseason.
All in my ass.
All in my ass. they got Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle. I heard he was a developer type of guy too.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well.
So he might have to start eventually. So that could be troublesome. An edge out of Western Michigan. Cooper Bebe, I like that name. And a Kent State guard.
It's a good name.
I screw with that. I fuck with that. But other than that, I don't know any of these guys. And they re-signed Zeke, so I guess you could be happy about that if you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, sure.
They had a pretty rough offseason so far, though.
They did. Just sat there with their thumb up their ass.
Apparently this edge rusher, Keelan, is an underrated pass rusher.
I hear good things about him.
He did? All right. Well, that's good for the Cowboys, I guess. I guess we don't want anything good for the Cowboys, but whatever. All right, Ethan, your time is now if you're still listening. The Ravens draft class. The Ravens had some good picks. I like DJ Tampa. I like Rashid Ali, even though they have a running back. Other than that.
Tampa was on the board for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the best available for, I think, like, two rounds, like for two full rounds. He was supposed to go in the second round.
I liked Rosengarten too. I wanted him in Washington because he played right tackle, but he blocked for he was a lefty, so it was a blind side.
Oh, I did see that. That's a good tidbit right there.
Yeah.
Nate Wiggins can't tackle. He's too small to tackle. He'll eventually get better at tackling, but he's a playmate. He's like a Marcus Peters type. You know, he'll get you the interception, but then two plays later, he'll let a 60-yard bomb happen on him. I don't think it was the worst draft pick in the world, but of course, right when we get to Clemson guys, I'm going to be critical. But he doesn't want to tackle. I don't know why you'd want a corner that doesn't want to tackle. Devontae Walker too. Ethan was getting really hype about him. Devontae Walker. Sorry.
He was the guy with the drama at UNC when they didn't let him play. He transferred waiver. You remember that? Mm-mm. I don't know what the whole story is, but he transferred to UNC and like the NCAA ruled against him being immediately eligible for some reason, even though like everybody was able to transfer wherever they wanted. Yeah. And then eventually he got to play. So I know Drake May liked him. They said on the show too that he would have gone higher if it wasn't for that. So,
I guess, but like, didn't we all talk about how Drake May's weapons sucked? We were all like, yes. So,
but that was I don't know. It was like halfway through the year that he came back.
Okay, so when I saw that he had 600 yards, that's because he missed. So he missed half of this season.
Yeah, I think so. Let me look at his box score real quick. But I remember. You don't remember that story?
I honestly am blanking on it. I don't remember that shit.
It was like, honestly, I thought it was kind of dramatic. Like, the way that what they were talking about it, it sounded like he came back from, like, beating a disease or something. It was ridiculous that they didn't let him play. But, no, his stats aren't coming up. ESPN Ducks. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he missed a good chunk of the season.
Well, then I guess... I was just thinking, they said his wide receiver sucked the whole time. I've heard this guy's very fast, but not a lot else to him. All right, where are we at? Did we skip a pick? Yeah, we skipped the Chiefs. They traded with Buffalo.
What are
you doing here? The Chiefs ended up trading with the Niners and the Bills. What are you doing here? These are your arch rivals, guys. Why are you giving them picks? Why are you letting them go get the guy that they want?
I do not understand that.
Unless they're handing you the God's trade, the God offer, which I don't think they got really a lot for either of them.
No, it wasn't that much, right?
No, and they got Xavier Worthy with their first overall pick, fast guy from Texas.
He's just gonna crush them in the playoffs.
he's gonna get like 400 yards against the Bills and then the Niners. It's gonna be insane. Then they got offensive tackle to help out Mahomes. Desperately needed that. Got apparently Jared Wiley, another mid-round tight end, is a sleeper in this draft. They did just re-sign Kelsey for another 2 years, so maybe we don't even see this guy ever. But
when I first saw that notification, I thought he was retiring.
I thought he was too, because I saw like I saw it on Twitter, and I just saw like him holding like the Super Bowl trophy up, and I was like, "Oh, he's tired."
Yep.
But no, sadly he did not. But they got a guard late round. I mean, they're working. Who cares about their draft? Honestly, They're just working with
Why are we even talking about
this? Yeah, honestly. And then the Bills trade. Well, I guess we'll have to talk about the Bills draft after the Panthers here. Panthers, biggest PR move in the whole draft was taking Xavier Leggett, pick 32. He went to South Carolina.
He's the Carolina guy.
He's a Carolina guy. You keep him in-house. You know, this is like letting I like Xavier Leggett. Let's not get it wrong. I think he's a really good wide receiver. I think he's going to be great with Bryce Young. But do I think they only traded in the first round to get the headline that they picked Xavier Leggett? Yes. Yes, I do. I 1,000%.
And that they had a first-round pick.
Yes. Yes. Well, and they could call him. Yeah, like they could call him the first-round pick. Like that was the PR move. I think it worked out, though. I think it was pretty solid move. They got Jonathan Brooks, too, out of Texas, who I like. No offensive line, which I'd be concerned about. I like Jatavion Sanders out of Texas as well. Don't know much about the other guys, but no O-line is a little worrisome, I would say. But,
just a little bit.
Yeah, they did sign two guards in free agency, so maybe they thought their resources were used the money-wise instead of the guard instead of the pick-wise. But I really do like their offensive weapons that they got. I think that Bryce Young will be, if he's still the quarterback in a couple years, will be throwing to these guys for a while. All right, and I guess now the last team. Oh, we didn't talk about the Browns. The Browns, they had like two picks.
Never.
Huh?
I don't know. They got a D for day one for not having a pick.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
They didn't really get any in. The Bills. Buffalo Bills. We talked about how they traded up.
Chiefs. Wait, I completely forgot that they have Jerry Jeudy now.
The Browns. Yeah, they got him for like a 6th-round pick.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Bills. No, you're good. The Buffalo Bills, they take Keon Coleman with their first pick. I'm really hoping he's N'Keal Harry here. I've heard a lot. Like, he's like a little slow. He seems really funny, though, so I'll give him that. He had a press conference where he's talking about his mom buying him jackets from two seasons early because, you got to buy – got to buy it in the winter or in the summertime for when it's cold because nobody's buying coats in the summertime. So I thought that was funny. I don't know why the hell he was talking about that. But they got Coleman. They got one of my guys, I believe. Trying to see. They got Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky. I like this pick. I think that he could take some, I could take the load off for James Cook. I think he plays a different style of James Cook. He's more of a heavy hitter runner. So I think it's a good pick for them. They got a defensive tackle. They got a safety to try to replace Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. How do you feel about their draft? I also like their, I like their offensive guard that they got from Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know too much. A lot of these guys that they took, they're another one of those teams where it's like I feel like not that much is changing the draft. I can't get past trading down.
It's just with the trees, just with the Chiefs.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
But yeah, other than that, I don't know. I don't have much to offer here.
No, they got two tackles in the late. They got a cornerback. They're really relying on the safety, Cole Bishop. So hopefully he works out. But they need some secondary help. They'll probably find some more vets who are willing to play for them because they think they want to win a Super Bowl. Justin Simmons is out there still at safety. That would be a good free agent signing for them. But pretty mediocre draft if I was a Bills fan. And getting rid of Stephon Diggs for Keon Coleman wouldn't be my favorite move.
It's not ideal.
No, not really. Also, the Bills screwed the Patriots. Not screwed them, because I think Pollock's going to be good too. But they wanted to trade up to the 32 pick using the 34th pick, but chose the Panthers, who had the 33rd pick instead. Just so they could not only screw the Patriots off not getting... Apparently they wanted Leggett, which would have been cool. But
yeah, really?
Yeah. That would have been awesome. But then also wanted to get pick 33 to pick another wide receiver in front of the Pats as well. So cheeky little interdivision, you know, kibosh there. So Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf, put that in the book. Never deal with the Bills. And that's a draft. We just did it.
That's it. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was brutal. If you guys could comprehend any of that, I respect. But oh, we didn't talk about the Niners. We actually did miss one. It took Ricky Parshall out of Florida. A little bit of a reach because he wasn't expected to go that high. But I like that guy. Guy's a dog. We talked about it. He's one of your guys. Yeah, he's a good replacement for what?
Brandon Ayuk texted John Lynch and said fire pick.
Yes, he did say that. Yeah. This is a good insurance if they do have to trade one of Ayuk or Samuels. Another thing that I loved about this pick is that immediately CJ Stroud was like, damn it, I wanted this guy.
Yeah.
And if the guy that was able to pick Tank Dell and was the offensive rookie of the year, like if he wants that guy, like I'm there for it.
Yep.
All right. That does it. No NBA talk today. I apologize. We don't got time for this.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Got back from softball. I slipped forward.
Oh man, stinky. Hopefully everyone enjoyed their draft. Hopefully they got every guy that they could have possibly wanted. And you know by training camp you're gonna love your draft. So even if you don't love it now, you'll love it by training camp. Thank you all for listening. NBA fans, MLB fans, we'll see you Friday.
After we break down the undrafted free agent class.
Of course. We got to break down the winners and losers of undrafted free agents.
And the Broncos uniforms.
Oh, give us a couple more weeks for the uniforms. I feel like more are coming out. It's always later. I also hated that there's commercial. I know they did it last year, and I think I bitched about it on the podcast last year. But there's commercials during the NFL draft about the schedule being dropped. Just let us have one thing at a time, the NFL. Give me a break. And we didn't watch the schedule drop last year because we're not lunatics who watch the schedule drop.
I mean,
we are lunatics, but we're not. We're not that. We're not that.
A long time talking about the schedule.
We did. Look, yeah. We went through. Didn't we go through each week on the best games of the week?
I think we did. We identified a game every week.
Yeah, that was brutal. Jeez. We are lunatics, but we didn't watch it live. I'll give you that. I saw it on Twitter. Just looked at it. Yeah. But thank you all for listening, and we'll see everyone on Friday.